It's time for a check on sports. And let's bring in Mr. Olympian, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
I want you to know some things from last night. Are you ready?
I got one for you.
I got a better one, but go on.
No, you don't.
Well, what do you have?
The Red Sox got J.D. Martinez.
No. That's nothing compared to the two stories I have for you. Okay.
Oh, please don't talk about these rank amateurs again.
Team USA men's hockey might make it to the medal round. They beat Slovakia last night. And, Mike, this is big. The U.S. knocked off the defending gold medal champion in curling. They defeated Canada.
Wow.
And
yeah, that was the talk of the day yesterday at Aqueduct.
And the U.S. women's hockey team and Canada, guess what they're going to play for? The gold medal.
A bucket of chicken?
Yeah, no, I actually did have the J.D. Martinez story as my lead story. But I just also wanted to bring in the Olympics there just for the heck of it. Well, they're going to need J.D. Martinez.
Well, J.D. Martinez played real good last year for Arizona. That's a nice pickup for him. Put it this way. The Red Sox getting J.D. Martinez is bigger than any pickup the Mets have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a good pickup for their team in general.
Martinez almost single-handedly turned that lineup around and carried the Diamondbacks to the playoffs last year.
And that's what the Red Sox were missing without Ortiz.
Yeah, there was no big gun.
That's exactly right. So that's why it's a good move by the Red Sox.
No, I think it was a real good move. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to come down to pitching between the Red Sox and the Yankees, no matter what happens. Because no matter how big of a bat you have in a lineup, and no matter how many of them you have, you're going to hit slumps. If you remember last year when the Yankees made their big swan song in the middle of the summer, was the time when Aaron Judge was hitting about .120 for 2 months. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen to all of them. And if they all get it at once, it's bad. But the more bats you have, the better of a chance you get getting carried through it. And Martinez, to me, was a big pickup for the Yankees. But the funny thing is their shortstop is saying how he's going to have a good year, shortstop, first baseman, whatever they put him at. The reason why he's going to have a good year this year is because it's his contract year. So.
That's right.
And then next year he'll go back to hitting .220.
That's right. Now, what is this thing where Major League Baseball has put a limit on mound visits now per game?
I don't know how it's going to work, but it's an ample amount. It's the only thing I don't like about it is it's mound visits, period, meaning a catcher going to talk to a pitcher or a conference between an infielder and the pitcher. It's limited to six. That's ridiculous. And it takes part of baseball away. I mean, when you get guys on base and you want to have a conference between your infielders with the pitcher on like how we're going to play this and everything else, that's part of the game. And to limit the visits that the players can have with the pitcher on the mound, to me, is ridiculous. To limit the amount of times a manager can go out and talk to a pitcher, that's ridiculous. It's part of the game. That's like saying in football, you can only have a huddle one out of every three plays. It's dumb. That's not the reason why baseball games take so long, folks. Baseball games take long time when there's runs scored, when a bunch of teams scored runs. You want runs in games? That's going to make your games longer. The only games that are short in baseball are when there's no runs scored, and people don't want that. Well, you can't get a lot of runs in the game and have a short game. It's impossible. If you want to shorten the game, cut out the 2 minutes worth of commercials between every inning, because we said that. 2 minutes at the top, 2 minutes at the bottom, that's 4 minutes. 4 times 9 is 36. So your game's getting extended by 36 minutes because of TV commercials. If you go watch a college baseball game, you go watch a minor league game that's not on TV, the time between an inning is about a minute and a half, tops. So that's the difference between the major league game and the other games that the major league game is extended. It's the commercials. They're not going to cut out the commercials, so it is what it is. And like I said, When you want to be entertained by a lot of runs in the game, you're going to get four-hour games.
Also, managers bring in relievers that only pitch one pitch, two pitches, three pitches. They take out starters too soon.
See, that used to be... You used to have the lefty come in to pitch to the lefty batter or something. You used to have that once a game. Now you have it four times a game.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you limit... If you limit mound visits to six, that's not going to stop you from changing pitchers, because when you're going to change a pitcher, you're going to have a catcher just called timeout, and the pitcher's going to walk off the mound, and the guy from the bullpen's going to walk into the mound. So it's not going to change things. There's going to be ways around it. You're going to go out and have conferences with your manager when you're going to be discussing strategy. But when you're going to make a pitching change, you're just going to have a timeout called, and the players are going to walk on and off the field. So it's not going to change anything.
All right. And here's the most bizarre sports story. Sad and bizarre and incredible. I don't know if you remember the former NFL player Ray Caruth, Carolina Panther. He was
a receiver, wasn't he?
He was taken into custody years ago for arranging to have his wife killed. He's now served his time in prison, and he's going to be out. And he now is petitioning the court. He apologized for the death of his son's mother, and he wants to have possession. He wants to once again have the son live with him. The son is a special needs kid, and the son's grandmother said, "There's no way. There's no way. I just can't understand. You know, I'm 65. Maybe I'm a little old, but I just don't know how a judge can grant custody to a guy who killed somebody's mother. I don't know how they can do that."
I don't think he can either.
I mean, I'm all for forgiveness. He served his time, but then he's got to move on with his life. He ended that chapter of his life. He's got to move on.
And the people that are saying he should, if God forbid something happens, they'd be the first ones to say that they shouldn't.
Yeah, it's just another one of the strange stories that we live with every day.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's out of the NFL. So,
yeah, the fantasy world.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, the Islanders lost last night, so their demise continues. But like I said before, I went to Aqueduct yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It was great going to a racetrack where people actually bet. There were people all over the place. The track was full. And say what you want about the clientele of Aqueduct. They know racing. They bet money. It's not like when you go to Monmouth Park in the summertime and all the hoity-toities are down in the picnic area getting drunk, betting no money. You got people walking around there looking like they're living in a refrigerator box, betting a couple hundred bucks a race. That's what racing's all about, betting on the horses. And it felt good to go there yesterday. I mean, you have your crazy people, but that's a racetrack. You have crazy people at racetracks. But when there's a race being run at Aqueduct or whatever simulcast is going on, and the roar of the people yelling, rooting for their horse is so loud that you can't hear yourself talk to your friend next to you, that's what a racetrack's supposed to be like.